Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Recovery efforts from the weekend storm continue, and another nor'easter is headed our way, with snow expected to start tomorrow. For the latest forecast, WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us via Skype. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
So when will this storm start?
So we've got some light precipitation, which will move in tomorrow during the morning hours. And after that, it will begin to get heavier and steadier. This is mostly a rainstorm for the Boston area, but it is a snowstorm for northern New England and areas especially west of 495, north of the Pike, and even further north up towards the Route 2 corridor. So it's a nor'easter, but it's a wet nor'easter for the coast, and it's a snowier nor'easter well inland.
Okay, when you say snowier, talk to me. What are we talking about in terms of accumulations, and where might the snow be and the worst of it be?
Right. So the worst of it's going to be northern Worcester County, Leominster, Fitchburg, Lunenburg, on up into Jaffrey as you get into southern New Hampshire, anywhere from 6 to 12 inches. There'll be some spots which are in that 12 to 18 inch zone, so a foot to a foot and a half in the higher elevations up in that area. As you start coming closer to the 495, even in Worcester, I think we're looking at 3 to 6 inches. Maybe Worcester area ends up closer to the 6, but you get east of Worcester, you start trailing down. By the time you get into the 128, 495 belt, you're into the 3 to 6, 2 to 5, and it's going to trail off 1 to 3 inches in Boston. Now, I'm going 1 to 3 in the city, but I have to tell you, it would not surprise me if we got nothing in downtown Boston. So we'll see what happens. But you get the idea. This is not a snowstorm for Boston.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we still have about, 11,000 people without power in the state at last check. So, this storm will likely cause outages again if you're talking about heavy, wet snow.
Absolutely. So, again, Worcester County, northern Middlesex County, Franklin County, absolutely, with this heavy, wet snow and gusty winds, there will be some power outages. The good news is, I think, that right from Cape Ann down through the city and even into Metro West, we should hold that snow totals down low enough that even with the wind, we shouldn't see extensive power outages. Now, all of this, of course, is dependent on the track of the storm going from just east of New York City and then up almost across southeastern New England and then into the Gulf of Maine. A wobble to the east would pull the cold air in. It would increase the snowfall totals greatly. A little wobble to the west, that 6 to 12 goes up into the New Hampshire-Massachusetts border and further north and west. So it's a very tight, the difference between 50 miles will be the difference between an inch and 12 inches of snow, and that's not hyperbole. That is probably what we will see.
Okay, and this wobbly March snowstorm, when does it end, Dave?
So it winds down actually mid-evening tomorrow. I think there'll be some lighter rain or snow overnight tomorrow night. But the evening commute will be tough, especially leaving the city, headed north, headed west. It won't really be too much of a problem besides wind and rain if you're leaving Boston and heading back down towards the South Shore. I think heading down to Route 3, even down 24, probably some parts of 24 will have some snow tomorrow. But it's really the Mass Pike, 495, Route 3 north, 3A north, 95 north that will really have trouble tomorrow for that evening commute. Thursday, there'll be some leftover stuff in the morning, but I think we'll be able to clean up, and it looks drier and seasonable thereafter.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.